Buddy, welcome to another episode of Live with the Times, talking about the fourth Aaliyah today. And right, it's very heavy Aaliyah, obviously, or very heavy Parsha, I should say. Right, to see this descent and this is Tisha B'Av that we're talking about. This is what we cry about, and destructions of the temples, and so many calamities and pogroms and atrocities and everything going on. How can we get anything positive out of this? And in today's Aaliyah, this is where it comes down, where the decree comes down that we're going to die in the desert, that the generation of the desert we're going to be fine in the desert. Like the number of the days that you spied the land, 40 days, a day for a year, a day for a year. So you, all right, 40 years, going to walk around, you know? Hear the joke, why couldn't they get a new GPS? Right, Waze must have been off. I must have thought they were in Beirut. Everybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael know what I'm talking about. But all the GPS is jammed, telling us we're in Beirut. That's what happened. We thought we were somewhere else. Right, but really, on a lighter note, right, it says, Yehoshua bin Nun, v'Kaleb bin Yefunah, Chayu min hanashim ha'hem, v'holchim l'chatu et ha'aretz. That of all the men who had gone to explore the land, only Yeshua ben Nun and Caleb, the son of Yefunah, remained alive. But it says, really, the Rashi says that the main thing is that the literal translation says Yeshua and Caleb lived from the men. Not of the men, these are the ones that lived, but they lived from the men. That is, they inherited the portions intended for the other spies in the Holy Land. What makes them so much better? What makes them different? Right, this parsha talks a lot about Hashem's glory, because this is what was supposed to be elevated, was Hashem's glory. We're supposed to go and see, this is where Hashem wants to take us. Let's go and do it. Let's do it speedily. And instead, we came in and cried, and then we tried to go and do it. And Hashem said, don't do it. I'm not with you. Right? But what made it different for Caleb and Yehoshua ben Nun was what happened. They glorified Hashem. They gave the honor to Hashem. Not only that, but they prayed for the people. You know, they prayed for the people. This is a common concept that we have to talk about over and over and over again. To pray for the people, to pray for the world. How much are we worried about our own things? How much are we worried about our own stuff going on? And we're numb to other people's pain. You know, we talk about yesterday, we talked about the bris, the covenant. And the covenant corresponds to Mamash the Brit Milah, corresponding to the organ, the male organ, right? And what is it that we're removing in the Brit Milah? We're moving the Orla, the foreskin. And this is one of the biggest things that the nations and even the Jews, we don't understand this, right? This is a chok. This is a concept beyond, it's super rational. It's beyond human comprehension. Doesn't make sense. And it makes people say, well, if this doesn't make sense, nothing makes sense. Well, nothing makes sense, that's a point. But the problem is that the bris, this is what makes the Jews the Jews. This is what makes people who guard their bris so powerful. So when you guard the bris, you give glory to Hashem because it doesn't make sense. And you become a partner with Hashem in creation. And you're able to speak words that come true. That a person doesn't guard their bris, they're a person who Hashem can't trust. They have to start with that. Seeing calamities in your life, you're going to start with that. Right? But the main thing is that it says that when Moshiach comes, what's going to happen? Hashem is going to circumcise our hearts. That right now, at this very moment, all of us are living with a foreskin, an orla on our hearts. This is what makes us numb to each other. This is why people are cold to each other. That's why when we see people suffering, we do, nebach, okay, I'll send some charity, I'll send some. We're not really feeling for these people. And the farther away, the less feeling we're doing it. Someone in our community, Chas v'Shalom, we're stepping in, we're doing things amazing. The Jews are coming together and helping each other. But when it comes to things that seem separate out of there, even another Jew who doesn't agree with somebody politically, or a Jew who's not practicing the way that another person does, or a non-Jew, or people who don't have whatever the same amount of means, or more means, or less means, or whatever it is, these surface separations that mean nothing. We're pushing people out. And the only way to bring them back in is to pray for them and to do things for them, to bring them in and to reveal the essence of Hashem, the glory of Hashem. So we have a chance. We're going to go into the land. We are in the land. We are going to see real salvation. We are going to see the true revelation of Hashem Yitbarach for us to see and for the whole world to see. The question is when Moshiach comes and he says, pencils down, that's it. No more test taking. How many answers we have filled out and how many answers we have filled out correctly. And there's two things that I know are always the right answer. Saying thank you and praying for someone else. You can't go wrong with this. You're never going to say thank you on something and you're doing something wrong. Saying thank you to Hashem. Thank you for what I have. Thank you for what I don't have. You're never going to be wrong. And praying for someone else, you're never going to be wrong. So Hashem should bless us to never do anything wrong, to always say thank you, and always to daven other people, to magnify the glory of Hashem, to guard our bris, to see good things. And this way, we're going to see really that we're filling out that test. It's complete with all the right answers. Every single one of us bringing in and ushering in true salvation, coming Moshiach speedily. L'chaim.